Good afternoon, Exotic Spat. This is Emily.
G'day, Emily. Peter Wilson again.
Wonderful. I'll just pop you on hold and I'll go get her.
Okay, thank you.
All good.
No worries.
How are you?
Oh, battling on for a Friday, mate. Yourself?
Yeah. Oh, about the same.
Yeah. Did you get that invoice we sent?
I am not certain. I will have to ask Kiri, who's not here.
Right.
When would you have sent it?
Sorry, go ahead.
When would you have sent it?
It was yesterday, mate.
Yesterday? Okay, cool.
Basically having troubles with the computer, so Penny had to print it, type it out, photograph it, and email you a photo of it or something like that.
And what email would it have been sent from?
From PeterW10
at
bigpond.com. And that was to exoticvet@mail.com.
Exoticvet, yep.
I think. Or...
Would it have been my personal Doc V. Gray one?
No, I don't think so. Unless you just text it to you on your phone.
Yeah, either that. I'm just going to send you an email now from our email address that you can reply with it to.
Alrighty.
Because I've just had a look while I'm talking to you and we don't have it.
Right. Okay.
It could have bounced back. I don't know.
Right.
On your end. But you got the address right. Invoice for Warmer. Yeah. And how's everything else going?
Oh, battling on. Well, our house gets demolished in about a bit over 2 weeks, so we're in panic mode and packing up and trying to store things and the stuff you accumulate after 35 years.
Too much.
Real fun and games. Yeah. Listen, if you've got 2 seconds, I wanted to pick your brain about a case I've got. A Peking duck with chronic weight loss and leg weakness. And when I x-ray her, she's chock-a-block full of metal. Lives on a farm. There's a man's shed, garage, and bits of metal everywhere. She's got a scrap junk metal yard inside of a little bits of coiled springs and all sorts of things.
Oh, God.
And she's got a very, very, very undersized egg in there as well. They initially thought she was egg-bound, but on x-ray she's got an egg in there about the size of bigger than a cockatiel's egg, but not much bigger.
Yeah.
But a huge amount of metal. And I'm assuming we've got kidney issues and pressure on sciatic nerves and stuff. I'm just wondering if you've had many or had any joy with them. We've got her on calcinate and dipenamine and nursing, etc.
Yeah, so that I'd still use that protocol. Yeah, with anyone.
Yeah.
We've treated a couple of chickens who've eaten screws or random years.
Yeah,
I think with the bigger birds, what they find difficult is not actually the toxin itself so much as the sharp invasiveness of the bits of metal that they've eaten. So when I've had them in and we've started on the heavy metal treatment and they really haven't improved, and I think it's because of the pain of whatever it is, these sharp objects pushing into the proventricular.
This is all fragments of metal. Yeah. This is all fragments of metal rather than sharp ones. But I've got a jar I got out of one chook, and it had screws, pop rivets, springs, ball bearings. It went on and on. And a whole stack of broken glass that ended up looking like the glass you get on the beach, all rounded off, all tumbled, all smoothed. And I've got this jar, one of those, you know, yellow-capped specimen jars, and it's half full of all of this junk. It just was incidental finding on a post-mortem chook that had egg yolk peritonitis. So it wasn't affected at all by it. But this one, I've treated it for a week, and we're not really, the nursing, the crop feeding, the calcinate, and we're not really getting...
Is it walking?
No.
It's not walking.
That's a funny little shuffle. It loves being out in the pond. Take it out of the pond, and it does a little shuffle back in the water because it's supporting a weight.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if they can be mainly water managed, then it probably will get away with the not weight bearing, because it'll keep it moving.
Yeah.
And additional fibre, like I've used, like if they love oats generally, so you know porridge oats just fed dry, but I crumble a teaspoon of Metamucil or Benefiber through that and make them eat that that day.
Yeah.
The fibre to help push through the
Push it out. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
We used to use a bit of Metamucil and things like that, or peanut paste and Metamucil and that sort of thing. There'd be from pinhead to double match head size fragments, and there'd be 50 or 60 fragments in there.
So long term, if the owners are going to consider taking it home and can rehab with the pool access and stuff, then the only other thing I'd be doing is just send it home with dipenamine tablets and keep her on that X-ray again in a month's time.
Yeah. Well, she's... she's getting the calcinate injections, and we're using dipenamine solution to make up the crop thing, the Neocare.
Yeah.
So she's getting oral dipenamine as well. And I thought, what else? I'll pick your brain. But
like you said, if the kidney values are okay, then great. But if they're through the roof, I would stop therapy.
Yes. Well, I must admit we haven't done bloods on her. Trying to watch the costs with owners. But, I think we might have some permanent changes.
Even just send off one uric acid level like that.
Yeah, I could do that. Yep.
Won't be too expensive, but it'll get your answer.
That's a thought.
And a red cell count. I'd be doing a red cell count as well in case of chronic anemia. But
Her colour on her mouth doesn't seem too bad. But that's good advice as well. Thanks, mate. Yep.
They're hard cases though. I did have one once that was a duck had this issue. Same clients had come back with inappropriate management with egg laying and all of those other things. So we thought we got the diet and everything else right to get the birds through without becoming egg bound. And then one came in with heavy metal. And that one I managed the same way as this. So it needed a water body because it wasn't able to stand. And the owners were doing physio every day. So it was out on, you know, those foam mats, the people buy them for camping. Just so that they don't get pressure sores on the sternum and stuff.
We've often used AstroTurf or something like that too.
Or even memory carpet. Foam if it's not standing, just to, because it can be washed off and the pool a couple of times a day and then, you know, keeping them clean, out of their own muck, and the direct dosing of the tablets was quite easy, the dipenamine. Yeah, so if the owners are willing to continue the treatment at home, giving the tablets is quite easy.
Yeah, certainly. No, it's always the way. We've had her in for a week. She came in last Friday, and the owners are leaving tomorrow to go on holidays for a month.
Yeah.
It's always the way.
Congratulations, she stays with you guys for the next month.
Yeah, well, they are prepared to do that if I feel it's worth it and if... you got to sort of juggle cost and end result.
Yeah, look, I think for them, like if you're going to charge hospital every day, that's like through the roof, but that's really what it needs. And I don't undercharge that on the basis of that they may or may not go through with treatment. I I give them that estimate based on the fact that if she was anywhere else, she wouldn't get the treatment she needs. So unless they've got someone else who can step in and do everything you're doing at work.
No, they haven't.
They don't pay boarding, they pay hospital because it's
I understand.
You know.
Well, it's all work that you're doing and Yeah,
it takes a lot. Like the last one we had in hospital, the treatments alone took over an hour a day. Because you're carrying them over to the water body, you're standing with them, you're doing all their meds, tube feeding, fluid, injectables.
All the rest, it's all time and money.
The next afternoon, yeah.
Now, you pretty much confirmed what I suspected, mate.
It's hard, though, isn't it, to give that...
It is a bit of a bugger.
...feedback. Like, I put Benefiber in the food, and that does help move the gear through the gizzard quicker.
I know what you mean, yes. She's actually not eating particularly well at the moment now.
She
hasn't eaten well. We're crop feeding her, I don't know, three or four times a day.
Yeah.
She had. They mainly brought her in because of the leg weakness and not eating. So it had been going for a bit of time at home. She's a Peking duck, but she's down to about 1.4 kilos. So she's getting a bit on the lean side as well.
Yeah, I reckon. If I was the owner, I would, you know, like you and I can look at this in the longevity, and this might be a month of this, and she might not even be right.
Yes.
And how did she get in the first place is a better question to ask, and have they got other livestock? Cause...
Well, this was, they're on acreage up the valley here.
Yeah. So, where she found all the stuff.
Well, a lot of acreage, you know, you have the tractor sheds and people working on machinery and the man's cave out the back and that sort of caver. And there's lots and lots of bits of metal around the place, even down to very old buildings with flaking off lead-based paint I've had happen on farm buildings. So,
I mean, I don't know, but our other properties that I've had this situation with as well, I've just gotten the clients to buy a metal detector and walk around the areas. And one really, really crazy thing that a client found on a newly purchased property that they just moved into was one acre of this 40-acre property must have previously been army refuge access for a because they used a metal detector, like preemptively, because they had chooks that free-ranged, and went around the whole place. And the amount of lead shot that was at the base of a main tree on the property was ridiculous. They reckon they removed like three or four bucketfuls of lead shot from the area in the soil underneath the canopy of this big tree. Yeah.
So they must be target practice. Target practice,
Because one of their birds got heavy metal, and we saw that it was lead shot, and then the outcome was they went looking with the metal detector. So that's another way to do it. If they've got other ducks and chickens, it'll happen again.
Yeah. This is the whole thing and prevention. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that with the metal detector. That's worth a try. Although this stuff. Quite a lot of it, you're ranging from pinhead size to three times match head. So you've got lots and lots and lots of fine little stuff. I had one client that had veggie gardens all around close to the old farmhouse, and we basically had flaking lead-based paint into the gardens, and they would let the ducks forage through the gardens or put a green crop in. And in the end there, we just had to fence it and exclude the ducks from that area. And that seemed to help prevent them picking it up. But there was just too much, I think, using a metal detector to find every little fragment. You'd almost be excavating the soil and dumping it, or taking off the top foot or something and dumping it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that's what these other clients had to do. They had about 10 chickens and one had been treated for heavy metal. They found all of this other stuff, and it seemed to be the only place in the whole property where they found the lead shot. And where they stood 100 metres away, they found casings.
It's a bit suggestive,
isn't it? It was
all
buried in the grass, and so you couldn't see it just by looking at the ground. It was like on the... Yeah, so I'm not saying that would be the case, but...
Well, this stuff seems to be typically what you get around a workshop, bits of metal. A lot of it seems to be sort of corroded. There's little semicircular parts of springs, all of that junk.
Yeah.
No definite nails or screws or whatever, but certainly several bits of little circular springs.
Anyhow. This one I've just sent to your email has bounced back. So I put, it's called capital P, capital W, is it?
No, it's all small code.
PW10 at bigpond.com.
Peter W.
Oh, Peter W, sorry.
Peter W. Right. Peter W.
All right, I'll try that. Well, we're still talking, so we know if it bounces back. So you all moved into the house that you took us through that day?
I took you
down the road, the new one,
yes.
Yeah.
We're in the process of, we're still packing up in the main house and putting stuff into storage that we can't put into that other little house. And it just goes on and on.
I know. Crazy. And you just get sick of it, don't you? You're sick of doing the same thing. And just starting one run room, go to the next,
Yeah, yeah. We're still pretty much finished packing up stuff in the main house, but... God, it's amazing what you accumulate after 35 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Lots and lots of clutter.
I helped my parents move after 40 years, and that was that was full on.
Oh, it is, mate. And at the same time, trying to... I've got a few medical issues going on myself and the vet work and one thing and another, and it's just, God, I'll be happy when it's all over. And people are saying, aren't you all excited about building your new house? And I said, no, I'm over it.
That's right.
Just want it done and finished. Yeah,
Peter W at bigpond.com, it's failed as well.
God.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a different address or have you got one for the clinic?
That's it, that's basically...
So all lowercase, well, put Peter W.
Yeah.
Try another one? It could be because I'm trying to send from this email as well. Have you got another one for me to try?
Not really. Oh, look, I'd have to check with Penny, mate.
That's okay. If I give you my private email address, that might be
right.
Better.
We'll try that.
Some bounced back from this exotic set email, and I don't know why. Yeah.
Alrighty,
so
or not.
Mine is...
Yep, far away.
Yep, Doc, D-O-C.
All small case.
All small case, yep. D-O-C,
yep.
V for Vanessa.
V...
Underscore.
Yep. Underline.
Yep. Underline. Yep.
Right.
Underscore. Gray. Mm-hmm. Gray. At hotmail.com.
Yep. At Hotmail, was it?
Yep. .com.
Hotmail.com.
Yep.
And it was just that dot V underscored.
Yep. That's right. D-O-C-V for Vanessa, underscore Gray, G-R-A-Y, at hotmail.com.
All righty, mate. Well, we'll try that. And I was feeling so pleased I thought we'd finally got it to you.
Otherwise, just if someone can text me your bank details and I'll just do a bank transfer.
No worries. Well, we have bank details on the email, mate, but yes, I'll get Penny on for that.
Yeah, if it doesn't go through... Just text them to me. So I'll check my personal email, tomorrow afternoon, be right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be fine, Vanessa.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, mate.
Excellent. Well, good luck with the duck. Sounds a bit sad.
It does. Dearly loved and all, as usual.
Yeah.
But, Oh, thanks for your thoughts and advice, mate. Yeah, it is.
No worries.
It is.
All good. Sometimes good to bounce stuff off. Like, I'm grateful I've got Brock here, because there are some days you just get swamped and go, hey, can you just take this over, because I think I'm thinking things right, I think I've got that right, but
exactly,
you know, would you do anything different, you know?
Yes, just rechecking it and running it past. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all good. All right then, Peter, have a good afternoon, hey?
You too, mate, have a good weekend.
Thanks,
right,
you
here,
too.
Then.
See you.
Okay, Vanessa,
bye
then.
Bye.
See ya.